are talking today about how do you drive money revenue into your business today, but at the same time create the future revenue and income streams for your business in the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. So through all of my 30 years in business, both as a corporate CEO running very large global travel businesses for the likes of TUI, Saga, Thomas Cook, First Choice, etc., I have also, you know, had to deal with this myself directly. And it's the same also for me today as an entrepreneur with a portfolio of businesses. You are always having to really keep two eyes on what's going on. So money today, money tomorrow. So when I work with people intensely, whether it's the businesses that I advise or senior leaders, business owners on how they grow their business and really optimize their performance, I'm always saying, actually, you're running two businesses, right? The business of today and the business of tomorrow. Now, one other way of considering this is also around the more strategic initiatives that you might be focused on, as well as the more operational day-to-day. So you're constantly, as a leader, as a CEO, as someone that might be running a large department within an organization, you are always having to have this complete juggling of big picture strategy, creating the future, as well as delivering for the day-to-day. You know, you might also consider this. One of the things that I talk about a lot is, as a leader, you need to be like a helicopter, right? You have to be able to be here, hovering above the horizon, looking at the strategic stuff, the big picture things. But at the same time, you need to know when to land, get involved in the detail, make sure the numbers are coming in, deal with operational issues or opportunities that might have come up. So you're constantly having to make this adjustment, really. So what I'm going to share with you now are 10 tips that you can put into practice today in order to take your business to the next level, to take your department to the next level, or if you're starting a business, maybe you're thinking of starting a business, how do you manage to do these two things of bringing money, cash in the till today, but at the same time as building that pipeline of future business, future areas, etc. So grab a pen and paper if you haven't got one already, because I'm going to run through this. If you are watching this on YouTube, fantastic. Please do subscribe to the channel because it helps us get more reach. You might be listening to this on the podcast, Brave, Bold, Brilliant, in which, again, fantastic. It's already in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world. Please do subscribe, because that means when we're bringing you two episodes a week, you're going to get notified of that on a Monday and a Friday. And if we are not connected on social media, please let's get connected. Jeanette Linfa, I'm on all the channels, all the social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. So it's Jeanette with two N's and two T's. So let's get connected. But listen, what I want to do, as I say, is take you through 10 things that are going to be really important and practically useful for you if you're running a business or a department and you've got this constant juggle between cash in the door today and also money in the future. So the first one I would say is get clear on your mission and your vision, right? Because if you don't know where you're heading with your business, how are you going to be able to focus on the things that are important for the future? So you need to know what you stand for, why you're here in the world, how do you serve your clients, who are your ideal customers, etc. What's your mission? You know, what's your purpose? So for me, with Brave, Bold, Brilliant and my personal mission, I know that my purpose in life is to unlock greatness in myself and others by being brave, bold, and brilliant. It's why I do my advisory work. It's why I do my one-to-one mentoring. You know, it's why I invest in property, etc. So it really guides me as my clear guiding light. So mission and vision. Secondly, you need to be aware of the macroeconomic trends going on around you. What's the environment that you are operating in, both globally and locally? Because again, depending what's going on in the outside world will dictate how you actually approach your business, both in the short term of trading and bringing money in today, but also more strategically, longer term, creating that business for the future, which will be around money tomorrow. So what's going on in the broader world? Make sure you're educated. What's happening with interest rates? What's happening with exchange rates? What about inflation? Are there certain demographic changes that might be going on that could impact your business and your clients? So get really clear on that. Third point, your customers. You need to know your customers inside out. But as I say, who are your customers today that you are serving? Niche down into your ideal client, right? Don't try and be all things to all men, whether it's a product, a service that you're offering. You know who your client is and how you actually are able to service them. But also, what about the changing customer trends? What's happening in your world and with your clients that might influence the business going forward? Are there things that are changing? You know, people are living longer. Great example. You know, if you're a pension provider, that has massive implications for the business in the future and what you offer and how you capitalize it, how you finance your business. So what are the kind of customer trends, technology, customer expectations? You know, we have less patience these days. We want the tech to work. What does that mean for you delivering revenue today, but also revenue tomorrow for the business that you're shaping for the future? So remember, we are always running two businesses, the business we have today and the business that we have in the future. And you need to be able to do both. The fourth point, strategy. What's your strategy? So If your mission and your vision is clear, the strategy is the roadmap that's going to get you from A to B. Now, within the strategy, you will have subsets. Okay, so what's your product strategy? What's your customer strategy? What's your marketing strategy? What's your people strategy? What's your tech strategy? So you can see, what's your commercial strategy? So, you know, and that really links into the next point, which is about your five-year plan. So I always say every business, you know, you've got to be all over your numbers. You need to know what you're aiming for in the future, but also what your targets are for the business today. So actually understanding that and having a real grip of your strategy and how that links to your five-year plan, absolutely critical. And I see it a lot actually with businesses where they may be focused very much on this year, on the current financial year, but less focused on the future. They may have a strategy, and they may have a high level, say, P&L for 5 years, but what they maybe don't have is actually the, you know, the connection between the drivers for growth and how that plugs into the P&L for each of that 5 year period. So really important that you understand your numbers and you know how the two are connected and not a disconnect. So coming to talking about numbers, it's so important. What's your budget? So delivering money today, you need to know what you're delivering against, right? So if you don't have a budget, and by a budget, I mean a full P&L for the current financial year, then how are you going to know whether you're on track or not on track? So I'm a big believer in what gets measured gets done. So really, really important to have the budget, but then to have the razor-like focus on your KPIs. Now, some of those KPIs will be obvious ones. They'll be linked to maybe the financial P&L, revenue, overhead, profit, EBITDA, might be average selling price per customer, etc., whatever it might be. But you will have some financial metrics, but then you will also have other key performance indicators in your business that are important. So depending on your business, that might be, I don't know, conversion percentages for someone that might call into the call center to, you know, to make a reservation, make a booking, or order a product from you. What's the percent of conversion? You might have KPIs around your staff turnover, productivity, etc. So as well as the normal financial metrics, which are in your budget and in your five-year P&L, your profit and loss account, what are the other KPIs? And having razor-like focus on them and a simple dashboard that you review on a weekly basis and on a monthly basis is going to make sure that you are delivering the money today. Because if you don't deliver the money today, you won't have a business for the future. But if all you focus on is the business of the future, you won't have any money today. So you've got to be able to always, you know, juggle these things. The next point, point number eight is all about your team. So as a leader, you are one person. You can only do so much and there are only 24 hours in a day. So having a high performing team is all about having the right people on the bus, having them sitting in the right seats, facing in the same direction with the right tools they need to do their job, right? So that will change over time. Have you got the right team in place today to deliver money today? So that's the one part of the jigsaw. But the second part is, as your business grows, as it evolves, most likely your organization structure will need to evolve as well. So what has served you well so far may not be fit for the purpose going forward. So you might need new skill sets, new disciplines. You might need to expand in certain areas. So having an eye on that future org structure is really important, because it's going to mean that then you are spotting talent, you're bringing talent into the business proactively, for example. So having the right team is so, so important. It's an obvious one, but very often we neglect it over and above some of the commercial things that we might be focusing on. So next point linked to this is talent development, right? So if you want to have a healthy business today and for the future, and you want to retain talent in your organization, you need to develop that talent. Every single person in your organization should have a development plan. Now, whether you are a solopreneur, we're just with a couple of people, and whether you're a huge global corporation, the principles are the same. So if you have two or three people or 200,000 people, it doesn't matter. Everyone should have a development plan, you know, because then if people are enjoying their role with you, they can see there are career opportunities to grow and expand and be financially rewarded and fulfilled in their roles. They're going to stay with you. They're going to be loyal. And in particular, linking back to the first point around being clear on the purpose and how they contribute to that wider purpose is what's going to really allow you to scale up the business, but also to deliver the numbers that you need today as well. So talent development, so important. And then the final point of my 10 top tips is around exit options. So this is really for you if you are a business owner and maybe you are looking to exit your business at some point in the future. Now, that might be a whole exit. It might be a partial exit. It might be that, you know, you actually want to sell to private equity or to a trade sale. Or it might be just that you want to free yourself up from being in an operational CEO role into more of a chair type role or a non-exec type role, so that then you can put your time and effort into maybe investing in other businesses or doing other things that are important to you. So what are your exit options? And I did start this sentence by saying this is important if you're a business owner, but it's also important actually in your career, you know, because your next move, is it going to be in the same organization you're in now? Or is it going to be, you know, moving to a competitor or totally out of the sector you're in and doing something totally new? Maybe you're thinking of leaving your job and becoming your own boss and, you know, making the move that I made a few years ago. So your exit options, actually, as I'm speaking, are relevant if you're a business owner, or equally if you are, you know, employed in a role, in a senior role. So, you know, there's a lot in here. I appreciate that. But remember, we are always running two businesses, the business of today, bringing money in today, but also the business of tomorrow, the future business. So, and you have to be constantly juggling this. So if you pay attention to these 10 areas, you're absolutely going to put yourself in the best shape possible to drive the commercial performance today and deliver against the budget that you've set and, you know, offer value to your customers, your employees, your colleagues, your shareholders, et cetera, your investors. But also you're going to be able to be shaping that future business to make sure that you are relevant in the future. You're on top of the trends. And then that's going to give you a longevity that's going to take you forward. So always money today and money in the future. You've got to be able to do in that, both the strategic and the operational. So I'm going to recap on the 10 top tips as to how you can make sure you are bringing money into the business today, but also creating the future to have a healthy, profitable and growth business that's going to give you longevity over time. So the 10 tips, areas to focus on. mission and vision. Number two, macroeconomic trends. Number three, customer behavior and needs. Number four, your strategy. How are you going to get from A to B? I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.